This is a moment to reflect on personal inspiration as Elder Alexander Dushku looks at the process of building our own testimonies.
I remember kneeling with hundreds of brethren to pray for a dear friend who lay unconscious on a ventilator in a small, faraway hospital after his heart had stopped. As we united our own hearts to plead for his life, he woke up and pulled the ventilator out of his own throat. He serves today as a magnificent state president. And I remember waking up with strong spiritual feelings after a vivid dream of a dear friend and mentor who passed away far too early, leaving an enormous hole in my life. He was smiling and joyful. I knew he was okay. These are some of my rays. You've had your own experiences, your own light-filled bursts of testimony. As we recognize, remember, and gather these rays together in one, something wonderful and powerful begins to happen. Light cleaveth unto light. Truth embraceth truth. The reality and power of one ray of testimony reinforces and combines with another, and then another, and another. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a ray and there a ray. One small, treasured spiritual moment at a time, there grows up within us a core of light-filled spiritual experiences. Perhaps no one ray is strong enough or bright enough to constitute a full testimony, but together they can become a light that the darkness of doubt cannot overcome. Oh, then, is not this real? Alma asks. I say unto you, yea, because it is light. That which is of God is light, the Lord teaches us. And he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light. And that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Brothers and sisters, that means that in time and through great diligence, we too can have our own pillar of light. One ray at a time.
That was an excerpt from Elder Alexander Dushku's talk, Pillars and Rays. This is a moment to reflect.